All right, here we go. This is Bedroom Conversations with Xavier and Chyna.
Yeah.
And this is actually really, really interesting. I started doing this, and obviously Junior's here with us too, just playing with his shoes. But how did this even come about? You were looking up notes for...
Yeah, I was talking to one of my sister muses, Yanni, about... She was telling me about her situation, and we were talking about our oracle cards that we pull usually every day for our soft practices. And she had said something about identifying with Aphrodite. And I was like, wow. I was like, wow, that was one of the aspects that Mama talked about in one of her other classes called the Feminine Spirit. And I was like, which one was that? I think it was the Transformer, that one was. And I was like, well, and she was like, you know, but my wife aspect is coming out in shadow, and so is my mother aspect. And I was just like, and so we were talking about that whole thing, and I was like, well, let's look at what the our notes say about those aspects, because the whole purpose of having the aspects is not so that I can say, I am this. Or this is what I, you know, what's showing up right now. And so then we can have like a guide of, okay, well, if my wife aspect is showing up a shadow, there's a way that I can cultivate that aspect in light then. So then I'm not wigging out on my husband and like neglecting you. You know what I mean? Like different, like the different aspects are just so then you can pick and choose how you want to move through a certain thing.
Mm-hmm. A certain situation.
Yeah. Yeah, or any, like, or how anything. You just want to live in life, just in general. Like, all women have the Transformer in them. That's what Mama says. And I do believe that. And I actually realized later on that the Transformer is what I was trying to cultivate at the time when I took those notes. Because I was strongly unformed. I still felt like a daughter. And I still do. So unformed one is still very strong for me. So trying to cultivate any of the other ones that haven't shown up or shown up in shadow, because my mother shows up in shadow quite a bit. Like, and it shows up, of course, trying to mother you. Mm. And I'm not your mom. I am your wife.
And I appreciate you as my wife. My mother.
And so I'm like, and knowing when and how to turn that off and how to appropriately use each of my aspects. And so that's what we were talking about. And that's when I pulled out that journal. And it, all the stuff that she was talking about, because she was talking about she had to burn some boats too. I was like, oh snap, maybe that's why this journal came back, because I still need to burn the boat. That was...
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
In the beginning of the journal. And so yesterday, that's what I did. I was like, you know what? I'm all in. I am devoted to loving you and being your partner. This lifetime, this for the rest of our lives, any however many lives we choose to be together.
Five over.
There is no way that I'm going to leave. The only way that we would separate is if you left me.
Well, I ain't leaving you. I ain't leaving you. But anyway, what was super interesting, I thought, was some of the... Like, when you pulled out the journal, because, like, I know you do a lot of journaling, and I don't necessarily always go and look at what you write, because I know you asked me, too, like, did you read it? And I'm like, no, I don't read it, because I just let, like,
yeah.
This is your journal, this is your sacred place, this is your place to release, and just let whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, go into there, if it needs to be released, or if it's just something you want to remind yourself, or notes, just, that's for you, so I never really go back. And I thought what was interesting is going back, I was looking at reading some of these, and it kind of like made me feel bad that I made you feel ways, like when I was reading them. And like over, and it would be over some like crazy stuff. I don't want to say crazy stuff, but I'm going to try to find one that I just read. And I was like, aw, hold on. Let me flip.
And to be clear, it was not him who made me feel that way. It was the fact that I still had ties to old things that had... old stories I had not let go of which is honestly the reason why this came back up. I know it because there were stories that I need to release before I go to Quantum Grace in order to receive what's at Quantum Grace. Mm. I had to make room. And so these old stories about how I used to feel or how I thought he felt about me really showed, like, it really was like, okay, this is where you were. This is where you are, you know, because I'm still kind of working through that gunk, but.
This is one that I read. It says, I feel unimportant and like I bother Xavier with my emotions. I don't really want to let him in that way anymore. I have a hard time feeling comforted and safe with him. I wonder if he even tries to understand me, or if I just say a bunch of nonsense and he doesn't have time for it or for me. And I'm like, oh. Like, part of me felt like, I can't believe that I made her feel that way. But at the same time, I know that one of my biggest issues was, and I'm getting better. I'm not saying that I'm 100% bad at it, or 100% better at it. Yeah. But it's listening, because, and I think that's just a relationship issue in general, is communication. Most relationships fail because of communication, and I know a lot of times, and we've even talked about that, where, like, you'll say something to me, and I'm trying to tell you what to do, but sometimes I just need to listen. You're not telling me to get a solution. Yes, for a solution, or telling me to get a response. You just are telling me because you need to release, or you just want to just speak, and I just need to listen. And I've gotten better at listening, and I remember the one time you were like, because you don't even listen. I was like, I did, because you had said this. But I am getting better at listening. I feel that at that point in time, I wasn't necessarily listening intentionally. Like, I was listening almost like you were in audio or something, like you were, like, talking, and I'm, like, listening, like, oh, okay, what's...
But you weren't understanding what I was actually saying.
Exactly.
But that's all, and it's so funny, because that's been our biggest thing, is, especially once we got married, we realized how much your families come into play with that, because you literally have your own subculture in your own families. Mm. And so, like, your family spoke Crow. Like, they could do those things. Like, they had their own languages within themselves. My family had its own language, too. So I would word something one way, and I would mean it harmlessly. But because of the way that you were brought up, the way that I said it sounded completely left and off-field for you. And we ran into that issue too that first year. Remember?
Because I remember we were in the car.
Oh, that first year was so horrible. Like, with the communication. Like, that's one of the stories that I had to release. Because I was like, it kept coming up, and I did forgive you for it. But I felt like, you know what? I really don't want this to ever come back up again. I want to pretend like it never happened to me. Like, it's gone. Like, it's over. It's done. Whatever. But it was that time with Kat for the reception.
Oh, yeah.
That whole miscommunication. It was just like, I literally could realize, that was when I realized that I spoke a completely different language from you guys. Because I really did not mean to harm anyone. And even when I was trying to talk to her, I wasn't trying to harm anyone. Like, I really wasn't. And I really wish that she could grok this too. Like, I really wasn't trying to come at you left field. I was trying to figure out what was going on, because it went from us over there and then back, and it was just going everywhere. And I was just like, well, the problem is between me and you, so let's us talk about it. And then it became a family issue. And then it was just like, okay, this is stupid. I'm trying. And then it was like, then I felt almost attacked at that point. It was like, okay, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, okay, let's just.
And then cut, even that, at cut. My like, I remember I just was like, oh, you handle that, and I didn't even know really anything that was going on. I was just like, like.
You but that's it. The thing, and that's the worst part, is that you didn't actually tell me to handle that. You just showed me, and I took that as, okay, I can handle that, because that was how it started. Was that she had texted you about me? We were talking as a group, Mm-hmm. And then she texts you about me. And then you just kind of showed me the text and went about your business. And I was just like, so what am I supposed to do with that? I was like, I guess I'm supposed to go talk to her because the issues were between us. And then that just blew completely out of proportion. Completely. And then, but it was also the most humbling experience. Like, I just learned, you know, sometimes you just have to say sorry and just be okay with how things are at the time, because things will get better eventually. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna say that all of our relationships, of course, have been back to 100%, but I definitely don't feel like it's a different dynamic. Yeah, it's definitely a different dynamic now. I think they got the idea that we are a unit, even though it wasn't necessarily in that way. They were like, okay, that's them, this is us. You know what I mean? And it kind of separated us, which wasn't what I wanted. Like, I really didn't want to separate you from your family.
Well, that wasn't a separation of the family, though. That's a thing. And that's what we had to learn in that first, even in that first year, because man leaves to cleave to his wife.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and I don't want to say even separation. It was a restructuring or like a resetting, because it is us and it always will be us no matter what. Like, even as we got down here, it's just us. Like,
yeah,
forever always us. But yeah. Anyway, I think, like you said, that first year was, and really, I wasn't even thinking about that one, that scenario.
Oh, that scenario is the big one for me. Like,
no, the one for me, I don't even remember what.
Oh, when I was shouting at you in the car.
Yes,
I do remember that one, because I don't shout, and I was so hot. I started shouting, and I was like, "Do you speak Chinese?"
No, I remember that because it was that one. But I remember because you were getting so upset and you were yelling. And when people get upset, I don't know why. I just think it's funny because I like try to like poke it even more. I'm just like, oh, you're upset? Let's see if you can get even more mad. And you were like, am I speaking Chinese? Or whatever you said. And I was like, no, I think it's actually Japanese.
you were really poking. And it was just like, I definitely did not have the communication skills that I have now to understand when to stop. Because that's why I even got to there. Because I've never yelled at, like, I don't yell like that. And the only time that I have done that was literally when my parents provoked me to yelling that before I left. And then that one time with you. And have I ever gone back to yelling?
Oh, no.
That's just not, I don't like yelling.
Yeah. But, I yell. Not at people. I just like to be loud and boisterous in general, just because I think I have a really nice, I think I have a nice grigo.
I was like, I don't think that's the word.
What did you say?
I thought you said grito. Like
grito, that's what it was.
You're talking about like that little yelp noise that they make before they sing. Mm. That's a Coco reference, just for y'all.
This is another one that I thought was really interesting in here, too. You had wrote, I am worthy of all good things. My husband literally and metaphysically opens doors for me. I bless and respect him for it. We have multiple positive, passive streams of income. And it's crazy to read that and look at where we're at now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like a culture shock, because I do open doors for you. Remember when we went back up to Michigan and who was it? I think, I don't remember who it was. But, like, I got the car, and they were like, you can get out. You're like, oh, no, Xavier opens the door for me. And they're like,
Yeah.
Because I set that precedent of, like, you don't open the doors.
Yes, and it's funny because you always have done that. Even when we were younger, and do you remember that? And I will end up walking faster so I can get to the door. I don't know what I was on at that time. And it's funny because it took me trying to do the mentorship with Mama, that she started talking to me, and she was like, you know, Baba always opens doors for me. She was like, some of my sons. She was like, sometimes I just sit there. Like, sometimes I'll go someplace with myself, and I'll sit there, and I'll forget that they're not there. And I'll be just sitting there because I'm, like, waiting for someone to open a door for me. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I am by myself. And, like, that's exactly the point. I was like, you know, that is nice. I was like, Xavier used to do that. So why? And then I thought to myself, I was like, Xavier used to do that to me all the time. I was like, why don't I just let him open the doors for me? And so then I remember asking you, I was like, do you want to go back to doing that? And you were like, yeah. And ever since then, it's just been like a second nature. Like sometimes I even find myself sitting, like if I go somewhere with your mom, like we'll be sitting in the car and we'll go to get out. And she'll get out and I'll still be sitting there. Just like, oh yeah, I have to go get the door because Xavier's not here. You know what I mean? Like I'm so used to it now that it's second nature.
Right. You know what else is really interesting is like literally just going through this. I'm looking and I almost feel like I'm almost like walking through
that year.
Yeah. It's crazy to like read some of the stuff in here and yes, baby. I know this is before you were here.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this was 2017, just for the readers
and the listeners. 2017.
Yeah, this was back in 2017 that all these things were written, and a lot of them have come true now. And actually, what you read a few minutes ago, I wrote that multiple times throughout that journal because that was my mantra. Yeah, blessing you. Being grateful for you and saying that you opened doors for me both physically and metaphysically.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that multiple times in there.
Wow.
That was a mantra for a while.
And then the multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not going to get on that subject because let's just touch on it for a hot second.
Yeah.
The multiple streams of income. It's insane. Like, when we look at all the things that are going on just in our area right now, where we're at, and mm-hmm. the things that are happening in the next 6 months,
yeah.
on top of that, all the things that have just happened in the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
like getting random random stuff, like I really think it hit me 2 weeks ago when you know, we are like, oh, we're going to be debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from being like this idea of debt freedom to realizing that we're on our way to mm-hmm. being debt-free. Like, it hit me as a reality and not necessarily as like, oh, it would be nice. Oh, yeah, let me just say it because everyone else, like, it's a great theoretical. But to live it and know and see all the other, like, baby boy's not going to know what it's like to have debt.
Yeah. He already has investments.
Multiple
investments. He has stock. That other people, like, people have just been giving and giving and giving to him. Like, he probably is a little bit more rich than we are at this point.
Right. I'm like, maybe more. Well, yes. When I was his age,
I didn't have none of this. I'm just
right.
going to say
you
that.
Know what I had none of this. You know what I had at his age? A binky.
Wet socks.
Okay.
From sucking on your toes.
Right. Shooting at my feet. Listen. But to be in that position, you know what I mean? And we're not even 30.
Yeah.
We're not even 30 yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to people. Mm-hmm. You know how you listen to some people talk sometimes and just, oh, whoa, it's me, wah, 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 all that stuff?
Yeah. I can be that way.
Well, we all can, but I'm just saying, just for the sake of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You, it's like, I can't relate with what you're talking about because I'm not living that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do find myself saying that a lot more. Like, I don't relate to that. Like, I haven't experienced that. Yeah, and I don't want to.
Yeah, so I have to, like, sometimes when people are talking, I have to walk away from the conversation because I don't relate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, I can't be a part of the conversation. Anywho, moving on. But yeah, this literally popped up at a crazy time.
But it's not crazy. It was literally brought up, just like I said, because there were ties in old stories that I had that needed to be uprooted so that I can receive all that I need to at Quantum Grace when I go to my retreat with Mama and Baba.
I cannot wait.
Me too.
Like, we leave in 2 weeks for Texas. And one, this will be our first time going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Two, this will be our first time taking a flight with baby.
Yeah.
Which I'm really nervous about. Low key.
What are you nervous? Well, Let's not butt that off.
Excuse me. It's just, I just, anything new. You know, I just got nervous the other day when me and baby boy went on our road trip. I was like, am I even going to be a good dad? Do I even know how to do it without you here? What do I do?
And that's where the wife in shadow was like, I could see where it was popping up because I would do all the stuff for baby. Like, I wasn't really letting you do dad. And dad knows how to, you innately know how to care for your son.
I know.
It's innate, just like it's innate in me. The common narrative is that men don't know how to raise kids. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are less than. And that's so untrue. That is so untrue.
Yeah, true. But I feel like, just in that, I felt... I didn't feel confident in my ability to take care of him solely by myself.
Well, yeah, that's...
Especially being hours away, like...
Yeah, I'm telling you, that narrative runs strong. That's a program right there. Mm,
wow.
It's literally a program. It's a dad's can't do dadding. Whatever, whatsoever.
I don't need that. Mm-hmm. He don't do...
Or the common narrative of dad just working and being so tired that he doesn't actually interact with his children, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not you. It never really was. Like, when we came home, you took care of baby. You took care of him the most. I was still trying to heal from the surgery, you know what I mean? Like, you took, and you did that.
Well, thank you.
You did that. You did the bottles. You would get up in the middle of the night to make him bottles. You know how to be a dad. And you're a good dad.
Yeah, I do see it. Wow, a lot.
You see it now? Because I literally, for weeks on end, I wrote that.
Wow. Well, I think you can kind of wrap it up there. Just on where we were.
Yeah. We touched on communication.
Yes.
Because that was the biggest. Like, especially for all the new couples and things like that. Like, please give yourself grace, especially that first year with communication. Mm-hmm. You guys both have to figure out a language that's common between you two. And it's going to even take longer than that first year because we still get those hang-ups. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, love, you're speaking and you're just saying, it sounds like you're just saying random words.
Or I'll be like, lions.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, what about lions? Are we now discussing lions? What's it like? And so you're going to have those things happen.
Yeah.
So just give yourself grace. And it's also retrograde at this time. So be mindful of that, too, because communication gets really crazy in that time, too.
It really does. And I would say for the man, listen, active listening, not just nodding of the head, like, but actively listening. And then don't be afraid to ask what you're supposed to be doing in this conversation. Like, are you asking me for a response? Are you asking me because you want, like, what do you want me, what is my part in this conversation? Because then that defines, that lets her tell you what she needs out of the conversation. So that way you're not shooting in the dark. And I know all men know how it is to kind of just shoot, like, guess it's a guessing game, like, do you want me, am I going left? Am I going right? You said go right, but, like, do you want me to go right? Or, like, right now? Are we going right? In a little bit. But ask for that in that moment. Like, hey, what am I supposed to be doing in this conversation? What do you want from me? Do you want me to just listen? Do you want me to give feedback? Because it makes communication even better. And it lets her trust you to be able to listen. And it allows her to confide in you more. Because I remember that's something that you had wrote in here a while, too. That you didn't feel comfortable talking to me about some things. Because you had felt that I was, you know...
You know, I'm like, everybody's scared of judgment.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what it was. It was scared that you were going to judge me for where I was and the fact that I'm not perfect.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect, but as long as we're both willing to open up and speak our truths, there's no judgment. So we encourage you guys for couples to communicate and things will get better. So... Yeah, that's it.
Bye. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.